I'm about to come in here and psych myself up to tell you how I feel. That's when I found out the toilet was a time machine. Now that we broke it, I won't be able to use it and everything will be ruined.
We broke the time toilet.
That's what you took away from what I said? Oh, fine. I broke the time toilet, okay? It was all me.
Okay, good.
Oh, great. Now what do we do? Ryan is on the way in here.
You could lock the door.
I could lock the door.
Oh, come on. Where did I put that thing?
It'll take him, me, us, up, you know, whatever. I have no clue where that little doohickey Kincaid gave me to unlock the door is, so neither does he. Okay, we've got a little while to fix the toilet and get out of here.
It looks like a regular toilet. I expected there to be some sort of glowy thing, or maybe an alien brain, or something.
Is the chain thing still attached to the flappy thing?
Yes, Professor Science. All the thingies are attached to all the other thingies.
On the door frame above the door.
What?
The door doohickey. The unlocker. It's on.
The door frame above the door. Huh. Nice.
I just remembered where it was, so he just remembered too. Oh. Get in the bathtub, quick.
That's weird. Ugh. I'll have to call the landlord and have him look at the door now. I hope this doesn't happen during the party. No, it won't. Because new job, new apartment, everything's coming up, Ryan. You hear that, Ryan? Everything's coming up you. Me, us, whatever. Ugh. It's all going our way. Everyone's gonna be here soon, buddy. You're hosting this year, all right? You got the call. Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, everyone is coming to whatever. Oh, they're all coming here for the family's favorite holiday. Oh, and so is Sammy. And this year's gonna be our year to finally have the traditional evergreen family romantic Christmas story.
Aw, you're such an adorable dork, psyching yourself up in the mirror.
What? Are you telling me you aren't nervous at all to tell me how you feel?
I mean, not nervous. I was excited. I knew it was going to be okay. You know that feeling you get when you're about to do something you know is going to be great.
Ooh, okay. I get it. Oof. Oh, I got a pre-courtesy flush so this whole place doesn't end up smelling like the den of a lactose intolerant T-Rex! Great! Now I have to call Kincaid over here on Christmas Eve to fix the door and the toilet! Everything is not coming up, Ryan.
Did you hear him? Me? Did you hear the defeat in his voice? That's bad.
It'll be fine. The landlord guy will come right over and fix the toilet.
Voicemail? Oh, come on! Oh, hey, this is Ryan Evergreen in 302. My toilet's broken, and if you can't get here in the next 5 minutes, I'm gonna have to cancel the Evergreen family Christmas party. Call me back, please.
We're gonna cancel the party?
He's not gonna cancel the party, Ryan.
Pick up. Mom! Hi, yeah, hey, look, my toilet's broken, and I'm gonna have to cancel the party.
There's no party. No party, no us.
I'm a little offended that you had a backup plan for when I failed at hosting. No, I didn't break the toilet, Mom. It broke.
Remember, your dad told us they were prepared in case anything went wrong. Party's back on.
Okay, but there's no way he doesn't take this as a sign to not tell you.
But I am going to tell you first, so even if there's a switch up on the venue, I'm not so easily deterred.
Yes, I'll call the doctor about my poop. Oh, hold on, Mom. I'm getting another call. Maybe it's my landlord. I'll call you back. Hello? Oh, hey, Sammy. Yeah, Merry Christmas. What? No, I'm not unhappy to hear from you. I just hoped you'd be someone else. No, I'm waiting for my landlord to call. The toilet's broken, and now the party is gonna have to... I didn't break the toilet. It broke, okay? Look, the party's moving to my parents, and... there's yet another call. Probably Uncle Jude calling to talk about how I broke the toilet. I'll see you at my parents'. Hello? Kincaid! Great! Yeah, the toilet's broken. Won't... I didn't break the toilet! It broke! Sorry. Look, I'm stressed out. All right? I'm hosting my family Christmas party, and I needed the... What? Wait, really? Oh, thanks so much. Mom? Party's back on at my place.
Okay, the toilet is gonna get fixed. Everything is coming up, Ryan.
Did you hear how he talked to her? Me?
Look, now you're doing it. The whole him, her, I, me thing.
Ryan, seriously, you were rude to her, and now I'm not sure I'm going to tell him first.
I thought you weren't so easily deterred.
You getting into one of your moods is one of my pet peeves. Remember the future? You got snippy about Pierce, and I got annoyed.
And kissed him. Yeah, I remember that.
Look, you talking to me like that would make me think that maybe this wasn't the best time to tell you anything. It's up to him. You, now.
We're doomed.
Kincaid! Oh, thanks for coming over on Christmas Eve.
If Kincaid can get the toilet fixed, maybe Past Ryan will still figure out the time toilet before everyone gets here.
It's no skin off my nose, man. I don't personally observe Judeo-Christian holidays, but I understand their cultural significance. I know what a hassle it can be to disappoint one's family.
Thanks. How long will this take?
Shouldn't be too long, but it won't be real quick either. I mean, it'll take as long as it needs to take.
Okay. I'm gonna go make a call. I'll be in the kitchen. Hey, Sammy, it's me. Party's back at my place. Yeah, maybe you could come over early? I need help with the food.
Y'all can come on out of the bathtub now.
We can explain.
No need, compadre. You're a version of young Ryan. And I would guess you are a version of the Sammy he called on his way out. And given your physical proximity, I assume you are from the future, after you two kids get together. Using the old time toilet to take a romantic trip to see the Hanging Gardens of Babylon? Back here due to a handle jiggling mishap? That about right?
Wow, you're amazing. I mean, we were actually coming back from the future, but otherwise.
You know about the time toilet?
Of course I do. I've been the caretaker of this particular piece of technology for some years now.
Can you fix it?
That I can, my man. That I can.
Great! You get it running again and Past Me should have time to use it before Past Her gets here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hey, slow down and realign those expectations, Rhino. It's gonna take a little time to fix this here toilet. It's a delicate, sensitive machine.
What? How long?
15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that'll be too late. If I don't discover the time toilet before you get here, Sammy, I won't be able to go back and tell me to buy a better gift. Oh, then I won't have the ring when I go back and see my grandma, and then boom, no engagement.
You didn't have the ring already?
No. I got you a stupid gift certificate to the spa place you go all the time.
A gift certificate? You planned on telling me how you felt with a gift certificate?
That's why I'm worried about not having the time toilet, Sammy.
I'll just get to work, and we'll see where we are when I'm finished.
Maybe everything will work out and you'll get finished before...
Sammy! Hey! You're here already!
Before you get here, Sammy.
Crap.
I got to tell him. Past Me. I have to tell him about the toilet and get him to wait to do anything until it's fixed.
We can't change the past, or space-time might...
Well, I'm out of ideas then.
We'll just have to hope you gets it right without the toilet's help. I know you can do it. I believe in you. In us. Even though you were going to declare your love with a gift certificate.
I figured it out before I gave it to you.
Kincaid, can you open up? I need to get in there real quick.
Back in the tub, you two. I'll be right there, man.
Thanks. How long do you think you'll be?
Oh, about another 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, you all right there?
Nervous stomach. My best friend just told me she's in love with me, and I was planning on telling her the same thing, but her present is way better than mine. So, I'm feeling a little, you know, grumbly. Well, it's all I've got, so hopefully she'll appreciate the thought.
He's gonna give you the gift certificate.
Yeah, that's no engagement ring. What happens then? Do we disappear, or...
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you think?
Me? Oh, I make it a point not to meddle in other people's destinies. It'll be what it'll be. That being said, a little advice I once heard, it ain't the gift that matters, it's the story.
Oh, huh. That's really great advice, actually. The story. Oh, holy crap. I got it. Oh, come on. It's got to be in here. This is where I stuffed all the extra random things I had. Come on. Yes! Yeah! Here it is!
So I assume there's a story attached to that, then? Something meaningful to you and her?
I hope so. Wish me luck. I'm about to try writing one hell of a romantic evergreen Christmas story. Sammy, I have something to ask you. What did he grab? What was it?
Yes! Yes, I will marry you! Rhino, something is happening to my ring.
What's on your finger? Oh my god. The little stuffed bear. That's what he used to ask you?
The one you meant to give me back in 2011? Oh my goodness, you're amazing.
You are. And I'm so happy we're still engaged. Now we just have to wait for the toilet to get fixed.
Oh, it's been fixed. For a while now. I thought it might be best for you to do it on your own. I was lying before. I love meddling in other people's destinies. I'm a meddler.
The toilet's fixed? You made us go through all that?
Now, I've been the caretaker of this toilet for a long time. I've seen some people's lives turn topsy-turvy by time travel, and the secrets and the truths that are therein revealed.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think he's talking about using the toilet as a crutch.
A crutch? It wasn't a crutch, it just helped me get through this whole... Okay, I hear myself. But if we can't change our own memories, our own past, how was I able to get myself to buy the ring in the first place?
Some things are meant to be, regardless of how they happen. Time-space can be a little forgiving with that stuff. Let you get away with some wiggly-jiggly details.
It means the gift doesn't matter. The story does. We were meant to be together. At Christmas. This Christmas. Space-time doesn't care whether you give me a ring or a stuffed bear, as long as the outcome is the same.
Wait, then does that mean we would have gotten together even if I had given you the gift certificate?
No.
Okay, all right, it wasn't that bad.
It just wasn't enough for what needed to happen. So whether it was a time machine or a kind, strangely mystic landlord, the story made something happen to push you the right way. That's the magic of Christmas. It's not the gifts, it's the story.
I reckon y'all are gonna be just fine. Now get on that there toilet, and let's flush you two home.
Our apartment, Christmas Eve, 2021.
Are you asking me to move in with you?
No! Unless you were gonna say yes, in which case, I was.
Well, there's only one bathroom.
Hey!
I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Of course I'll move in. Merry Christmas, Rhino.
Merry Christmas, Sammy.
Okay there. Your lavatory is in full working order, if you still need it.
Thanks, Kincaid, but my stomach is all better.
We're getting married!
How exciting. And on Christmas.
You know, my family has a thing about romantic Christmases. Like, see, if I tried to give Sammy this bear when we were 16, but...
I'm gonna stop you there. I told you the story matters. And it does. To you. Me? I got my own story to get back to. But as a Christmas gift, let me give you an extra key to the apartment. For your intended.
I don't know if I...
I'll take it. Merry Christmas, Kincaid.
Weird guy. But a good plumber, apparently. I should see if it works, though.
You don't need to sit on it.
You know, I wish we could go back and tell teenage us that everything was going to work out.
Me too. What year would that have been?
It was Christmas Eve, 2011. My parents had.